Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. We've had a fair amount of rain over the last few weeks, and rainy weather this time of the year always makes me think about snails and slugs. Now, these slimy, rather disgusting creatures that live in our gardens can be destructive to our plants. Relatives of the mollusk, they're in the mollusk family, so they're related to oysters and other types of mollusk. They crawl along on a flat single foot, leaving behind a little slimy trail, and they feed by chewing holes in the leaves of our plants. Now, in our mild climate area, snails and slugs tend to be active year-round in our gardens, and so it's not unusual at all to see damage occurring from snails and slugs in the month of January. And again, since snails and slugs like damp weather and rainy weather, all the rain we've been having the last few weeks has really encouraged them to be out and about. So you may see some damage occurring this time of the year. In particular, you might want to watch your cool season bedding plants like violas and pansies, snapdragons and petunias, and also your vegetable gardens. Snails and slugs love to eat things like lettuces and other cool season vegetables that we'll have in our gardens this time of the year. The damage they cause is chewing holes in the leaves. So when you see the holes in the leaves or holes in the flower petals of your vegetables or bedding plants, snails and slugs are a possible cause. Now, don't forget there are a couple of other pests that cause holes in leaves. Beetles will chew holes in the leaves, and caterpillars will also chew holes in leaves. There aren't many beetles active this time of the year, although there are a few caterpillars that might be feeding because the winter's been relatively mild. Generally speaking, look for those shiny slime trails. You know, as a snail or slug crawls across the leaves, they leave behind a little slimy trail. So look for those shiny little surface trails that you might see, and that would indicate snails and slugs are the problem. In addition, if you see holes in the leaves and you suspect snails and slugs, well, you can attempt to do some control or at least kind of check and see how many snails and slugs you might have going, and that you can do by putting out some traps. Now, traps are one way of controlling snails and slugs. We also utilize baits, hand picking, and barriers on occasion. Now, the neat thing about traps is it allows you to evaluate how much snail or slug activity you have. If you see holes in your lettuce, for instance, but you don't actually see the snails and slugs, well, you can put out a trap, and if that trap catches a lot of snails and slugs, you know they're probably the culprits. If you don't catch any snails or slugs, then you can assume that it's most likely caterpillars instead, because how you control these things are very different. You need to make sure that you've diagnosed the problem properly. Now, when it comes to traps, the easiest trap to make is a beer trap. Just get a small plastic bowl. I like to use those little butter tubs. Sink it into the ground in your garden where you've been noticing damage occurring and fill that little tub halfway full of beer. Do this in the late afternoon or early evening. Over the night, the snails and slugs are attracted to the beer. They crawl into the bowl, get down in the beer, and can't get back out again. So it traps them. And you can evaluate how many you trap and evaluate what the population level is. If you put out traps long enough, you can actually drop the population with them. But usually it works better if you use more than one technique. So utilize the traps. But then if you see a lot of snails and slugs, also put out some baits. And these baits are available at your local nursery or garden center. Again, put them out in the late afternoon or evening after some rainy weather is perfect. And choose baits that have iron sulfate. Iron sulfate as the active ingredient, as these are a lot safer to use. You can also hand pick. This means going out at night with a flashlight and picking them out by hand. But do stay on top of whatever techniques you decide to use because it takes real persistence to control these pests. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.